From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In Iraq, intense negotiations are underway to end fighting between Shiite militia and government forces. The clashes are taking place in Basra and other southern cities, as well as in Baghdad. Iraq's prime minister is giving gunmen in Basra 3 days to hand over their weapons. The conflict is primarily between militants and Iraqi security forces, but in Baghdad, U.S. troops are working to secure Shiite neighborhoods. More than 60 people have been killed and hundreds of others have been wounded. Our coverage begins with a report from NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro in Baghdad.
Baghdad's vast Shiite slum of Sadr City is ringed by U.S. forces, and the fighting there has been fierce again today. NPR contacted resident Ali Mohammed by phone. He was out on the street this afternoon. The crack of gunfire and the whistle of mortar rounds could be heard down the line. He said the Mehdi army were defending their territory.
The streets are filled with roadside bombs. They set them between 15 and 30 feet apart, and they even placed them on the sidewalk. I saw more than 25 roadside bombs in my area.
Mohammed says civilians in Sadr City are bracing for the worst.
They're scared. All the markets are closed, and we don't have water or electricity since yesterday. We're being punished. All the police who lived in Sadr City have run away,
leaving the Mehdi army in control. The U.S. military has made a point of saying it has not entered Sadr City yet. Several other neighborhoods in Baghdad reported clashes, though, between the Iraqi police and army and the Mehdi militia. And there has been fighting in the southern cities of Kut, Hilla, and Diwaniya, despite curfews there. This current round of fighting was kicked off by Iraqi Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki's decision to take on the militias in the southern oil port city of Basra. The consequences have been serious.
This has been a difficult and challenging few days.
U.S. military spokesman Major General Kevin Bergner distanced U.S. and British forces from the operation.
It's important to note that these operations have been undertaken by the Iraqi security forces based on decisions and direction of the Prime Minister with his national security ministers. Completely an Iraqi initiative.
The unpopular and weak al-Maliki is personally overseeing the Basra offensive, and he has staked his political capital on its success. Coalition forces have been providing air support and intelligence, but the offensive is the first real test of the Iraqi security services. The stakes are high for the U.S. as well. If Iraq's forces do well, it could pave the way for more troop withdrawals. If they do badly, it will be proof that Iraq is not yet ready to stand on its own 2 feet. Sheikh Mohammed Azadawi is a tribal leader in Basra. He spoke to NPR by phone from a neighborhood that is a Mehdi stronghold.
Until now, the fight has been continuous, but the Iraqi army has failed to enter our neighborhood.
Sheikh Mohammed says that the Iraqi army has been repulsed for now. The Iraqi military, on the other hand, says the operations are going well. 7 months ago, the Mehdi army agreed to a unilateral ceasefire. It is now in danger of collapse. The Mehdi army seems to be a house divided. One senior Mehdi army commander, Abu Mujtaba, who spoke to NPR by phone, says the ceasefire is still in effect. He blames Iraq's security forces for the current impasse.
The orders we have are simple. It's a civil disobedience campaign. People shouldn't go to work, and the strike will bring attention to our requests. The security forces reacted badly and destroyed the original idea.
He says Muqtada al-Sadr is trying to calm the situation. In Sadr City, though, members of the Mehdi army rank and file said they were in a struggle for their very survival. They say that the Maliki government is trying to wipe them out ahead of provincial elections in October. In 2005, the Sadrists boycotted, leaving rival parties with control of key areas in the south. They believe this current offensive is aimed at weakening them ahead of this crucial vote. Lourdes Garcia-Navarro, NPR News, Baghdad.